Very funny story too. Like, I remember when I first applied for my very first job, I was already thinking in my mind that I was going to use my very first salary to buy myself a new apartment, a new car, leave my parents' house, and be chilling. But my guy, do you know where I am? I am in my mother's and father's house, my parents' house, sitting in the storeroom just because I want to record a podcast so my siblings and other people don't distract me. Like, I mean, it's crazy. What was I thinking?
Leave me, baby. Don't wanna fall again. This just hurt me. Just think about it, think about
Growing
it.
up, I was just some academic kid who thought I was going to be done with school, everything relating to academics and my studies at the age of 20. But honestly, is that how it worked? No, I don't. Or maybe for some people, I'm very sure it did work for them like that, but for me, it didn't turn out to be that way. So I got burnt out at the age of 16, 17, and it was cray cray. I actually thought I was going to be done with school from my BSc degree, from getting my BSc degree to my MSc degree to my PhD to starting a new life to get a new job and stuff like that. I mean, but it is not what I've envisaged because I'd envisaged kind of life, my career path, everything, and whatever. But it's been crazy because I actually finished secondary school at a very early age, at age 15. And at that time, I remember when I wrote my WAEC, I was done. I passed, right? Yeah. And I went ahead to write JAMB, which was a prerequisite to, attending a Nigerian university. So I did write JAMB and I came out, I had a good grades. But maybe at that time for that school I wanted, it wasn't something straight, but it was 200 plus. Anyways, I don't really have to start talking about my score. But jokes apart, they're like, so I remember vividly I applied to UNILAG at that time. And it was like, because of course my uncle went there, I had people who I loved went there and, went to the school. And I mean, it was like, I think it was, UNILAG is one of the prestigious universities, of course, who doesn't know that in Nigeria. So like it actually gave me this thing, like I wanted to go there, I wanted to be there, I wanted to be known as UNILAG student and all of that. So like, well, of course it didn't work out. And at that time what they told me was I was young for their school, like I'm not the type to be at their school because I was 15. And I was like, oh okay, maybe I'm gonna try next time. And my cousin told me I should try and everything, but this time around my JAMB score actually dropped, and I was really really I just knew I was really really demotivated because I mean I thought I'd already envisaged like envisioned the kind of life I wanted, so I was thinking it was going to be really really easy, but it didn't turn out to be like that. So like it gave me this kind of I don't know how to put it, like I was it just had just gave me this kind of, I was just burnt out. Just give me this kind of vibe that, oh, okay, I don't think this is what I want to do. But maybe if I had, pressured myself to do more and, calm down and, motivated myself enough, being focused, consistent, I would have been in the school. But honestly, no regrets because I feel like maybe that's how my life have been or has been destined to be. Honestly, no, I'm not trying to act religious, but I mean, not everybody is destined for schools like that. Maybe for even better schools. So that aside, like I wrote JAMB the second time, but I didn't apply to any school at that time. I was so burnt out. I was so losing it because I was young, I was naive, I was, I'd already said I'd envisioned the kind of life I wanted. So it wasn't in for me. I was like, beg, I don't do this kind of thing, that kind of thing. So like it got me really, really, really pissed. It got me really, really, really demotivated, demoralized, and everything. And I didn't really have people around me to like put me through, to like guide me, to like motivate me, and all of that stuff. I mean, it was crazy. So like, it happened that after some time, like when I was 16, 17, yeah, I didn't even care at that point. I didn't want to stay at home at the same time. So I just got myself into a school where I did my mass communication diploma. I did diploma in mass communication for 2 years and came out, did internship at some insurance company. And I mean, it's been nice, though it's been toxic, it's been crazy because I have been in that field, and all I can say is that Nigerian companies can be really crazy. I don't know. And yeah, like very funny story too. Like I remember when I first applied for my very first job, I was already thinking in my mind that I was going to use my very first salary to buy myself a new apartment, a new car, leave my parents' house, and be chilling. But my guy, do you know where I am? I am in my mother's and father's house, my parents' house, sitting in the storeroom just because I want to record a podcast so my siblings and other people don't distract me. Like, I mean, it's crazy. What was I thinking? I was just earning 30K salary at that time. So, like, the fuck was I thinking? Like, how would I use 30K to buy myself an apartment and a car? Oh my God, I had big dreams, guys. I freaking had big dreams. Because truthfully, like when I told this story to one of my friends, he was really laughing at me. Like he really laughed at me. Because now looking back at it, I'm like, what was I actually thinking? Because why would I use that ticket to buy myself an apartment and a car? But look at me here. I wish this was a video. We are in just like some very old, cheap ass, dress. With on cornrows that I didn't even make with my money, and I'm just here chilling, and it's been crazy. Oh my God, what the fuck was I thinking? Okay, so if you think that you've actually been in my shoes and like you've had a story very similar to mine, where you were thinking that, oh, with this money I'm going to do this and that, like you had big dreams for your very small money, you can just share
I'll
with me.
be the last one left when the lights go out. I'm down to one last breath, but I can't stop now. We all fall down sometimes, yeah, but that's just life. So cross my heart and hope to die, baby. I was born
What am I
to
trying to even point
fight
out
the
here?
fear when I
Is
fight.
that I'm 21 now, and it makes you feel really anxious, depressed, like demotivated, of course. Like, what exactly am I doing? Do I have a purpose? What am I doing with my life? What exactly is it that I'm doing? Am I focused? Am I on track? So, like, there was this particular day I was so moody, so depressed, so stressed out, anxious, and everything. I don't know, it just happened. I just was on Google and I just got my stumbled on a course which was software engineering. At ALX, which is what I'm doing right now, I've been, trying to learn one or two things, which honestly, it's been a roller coaster of emotions. It's been hard, it's been good, it's been cute, it's been ugly, it's been a lot, honestly. Because at sometimes I'm like, oh God, I just want to drop out. I'm done. I don't want to do this again. Can I even really, like, wrap this up? Can I stay to the end of time, like, finish up with ELX and all that? Because I mean, why not? Because honestly, I have learned how to motivate myself. I used to be the type to have a fixed mindset because I'm like, when I don't get something, I just get tired. I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore. But like, ELX had actually taught me one or two things which why I would not want to drop out or defy the program at this point. I know it's ELX. I mean, with ELX, it's been hard. I'm not even going to lie. Because the very first tagline I saw was, we do hard things. But you know what? I helped out in anyways. It wasn't like I was really ready for it. But then I got into ELX. I saw stories about growth mindset, power of yet, and grit. Those three things, those three concepts actually made me a very different person than I am today. I'm not even going to say I'm now very different, but then like it had impacted in my life a little, and I really just wanted to, like, be impact fully. So like, I mean, ALX had helped me, though like it had also crushed me in a way. Honestly, I can't lie, like right now I know it like a bit about shell. I know a bit about C. Like right now we are actually on the C programming language, and it's been cray cray. It's been crazy, honestly. Like I have a YouTube channel, I can't even continue. I have a podcast that I've been inconsistent with. So I mean, it's making me feel so motivated that I can do it, that if I whatever thing I put my mind to, I can do it. Like I mean, time had not been on my side because of ALX and because of, my life, my personal thing, and yada 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 and stuff like that. But honestly, whatever thing you put your mind to do, you would always do. You would get it. You would achieve it. So it's just like that. You need to keep your mind open to do something and stuff like that,
You melt the ice behind my stone cold eyes. I turn to ashes, but only just sometimes. Inhale your smoke, but you still act surprised. It's not my fault when we end up capsized. You call me crazy now, but you don't understand. I'm calling out to you, can you hear a thing? Cause you lit the match, getting nice to flame. I'm the TNT, but you're the spark to blame, and it's fire.
I mean, it was my birthday, February 2nd, and I really didn't care much about it because I was like, oh, what am I even doing? Like, why do I necessarily have to care about this? Like, why do I necessarily have to post pictures of me? Why do I necessarily have to take pictures of me? Why do I necessarily have to cut cake? Why do I necessarily have to like do stuff like that? But I mean, all thanks to God, like I still have to thank God Almighty for the fact that I am alive, and that's the key, like very important thing, because honestly at this age nobody cares about anyone anymore. Like, but honestly, like I just like the fact that people still care, I just like for that people still care, but not much people care. Like, not everybody's busy with their life. I know, like, they care with their lives, I know, like, they don't care, but because everybody is very busy with their lives, and I'm not even joking about this right now, I am too busy with my life that I don't even remember that I have people I'm supposed to check up on. And it's really saddening, it's disheartening, because like, oh, why am I doing this? I should still be looking out for some people in my life. So like, I mean, no matter what the world throws at you, you still necessarily have to check up on some people that are dear to your heart. So like, you should make it like a duty, make it a job, make it compulsory to yourself, make it something you have to do so that you don't seem as a bad person. And apart from that, it is just you being a good person. It's just you trying to be, trying to make efforts. Because why not? It's not understandable that you actually need your safe space, you actually need your privacy and all of that. Because honestly, for me, it's been hard to balance my life, personal things, yada yada yada, I mean, all those things together. School, course, everything. Not like I'm in school, but like, ELX too. I mean, it's been crazy. So it's like, oh, what am I doing? And people wouldn't want to care. They don't really want to know. They just want you to be there for them. So it's like, I mean, I honestly, like, you can't even be in a relationship, like a serious relationship or emotional thing with somebody, and you're breaking your hearts because I don't know how to multitask. Like, why am I even stressing myself when I can just do one thing, focus on one thing, be consistent with one thing, and then when I'm done, I can move on to the next? Because I'm not so good at doing that thing. I tell people, please, I don't have time to date you. I don't have time to do this, except you're ready to do this with me. Because honestly, I don't have that time, and I would never have that time. So, like, I mean, it's been crazy. It's been a real cost of emotions, as I said. I've been suffering from imposter syndrome, like, what can I even do it and all of that. And some friends just told me, like, oh no, Timmy, don't be like that. It's just a way to push yourself and all of that. And I mean, I really, really held that word to heart. Now, I and Inka are also very distant that we can't even podcast together. And it's crazy because, I mean, distance is a barrier, and I really miss Yinka. I'm not even going to lie. I've been trying to see I'll be consistent with this whole thing, but it is hard to be consistent. But then you have to be consistent. That's the only way. Like, honestly, I just want to, like, share my journey into tech, and just wanted to share my life update with you guys. I mean, it's been beautiful. It's been ugly. Like these days, I don't even cry anymore. I could be a cry baby, but I don't even cry anymore. I just chest them. Like, I just chest them. Like, it's been hard, honestly, but I just want to be positive. It's been good. I want to be optimistic. It's been great. But honestly, like, I want to be honest, honest, honest with you. So basically, the whole point of my story here is to tell you that keep on pushing, keep on doing it. Don't feel, laid back. Don't relent. Don't slack. Keep on doing it because it's just a matter of time. You're going to get there. I've not gotten anywhere yet. Not like I've gotten a job. Not like I've been doing good, great, great things in my life. Not like I've achieved a whole lot, But then it's the baby steps that matters. Just keep doing it. Just keep on pushing yourself. You're going to achieve it. And if you think because, oh, okay, my friends are in school. Okay, they are done by 20. Some people are in private university like Babcock and all of that, and you think you're feeling some kind of, oh my God, chill. It's because you're 25, 24, 23 doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to make it in life. Give it your time. Like, calm down. And also be very aware of your mental health. Whatever thing you think you can't do or you think you can't put your mind to do, like, don't stress it. Because why? Why are you stressing? But honestly, there is a difference between me saying, don't get me wrong, the difference between me saying not to stress something because of your mental health and you not pushing yourself at all. Some people don't even want to push themselves at all. Some people don't even want to learn anything. Some people just want to be relaxed and be taken care of. I used to be like that before. I always wanted to be the type to be relaxed and taken care of, thinking that my parents' money and my dad's money or everything is going to be there for me and all that. But I mean, they are growing fucking old, man. Like, I can't be there. They can't be there every time. They may die soon. I don't even know. Like, everybody died these days. Like, do you notice the death rate in Nigeria, Africa, the continent, the world? Honestly, so think about it. Like, don't rely on anyone. Try to make yourself a better person. Try to get the right things now. If you have parents that are still alive, try to tax them, get money from them, take whatever thing you need to take right now, like achieve what you need to now. So it doesn't become hard for you in the long run because it's going to be a whole lot. So basically, guys, I just wanted to learn from me, learn from my story, and don't feel shy, don't feel ashamed, don't feel like you don't know what you're doing. You have a purpose in life. You are a true gem. You are somebody. You are going to make it. You are a goat. GOAT, the greatest of all time. What am I just saying? Anyways, I think the video is back and I haven't really listened to the song. So it's just like me giving you guys update about my life. And God, I've been so off social media. Like, it's been crazy. And if you notice, I am just so soundy sexy. Because I've been giving this rich auntie vibes. I don't shout anymore. It's not the team you know before. I'm just chill. Oh my God. Anyways, you guys, thank you for listening to the till the end of this podcast. And I promise this time around, promise, 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 promise to be consistent. Even if I don't promise, and even if I'm not consistent, doesn't necessarily mean I don't love you guys. I know I owe you guys a lot. I know Yinka and I owe you guys a lot. But it's been a lot. So please be here with us, please. Thank you. So you guys, see you in the next episode. Love you guys. Kisses. Signing out.
You do to me, play my emotions like a pair of puppet strings. Did it ever occur to you, my heart's more than a toy? Please go easy on me, baby.